Arise, make haste, and come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today on the visitation, on the Feast of Visitation of Our Lady, we especially remember the virtues of our Blessed Virgin Mary and her humility. After Angel Gabriel had told Our Lady at the Annunciation that her cousin Elizabeth was miraculously expecting a child, the Holy Ghost now inspired Mary to go to visit Elizabeth. And this journey of visitation is most of all a great lesson of humility for us. Mary had just been saluted as a Mother of God, higher than all the creation, higher than all the angels. But she did not start to dwell in her appraisals or give herself a good pat on the back. No, but Mary appears now even more humble after this angelic salutation. And so the Mother of God goes to visit the Mother of God's servant. The Redeemer of the world goes to his precursor. And what a reproach this is to the children of this world, always looking from God the pleasures or things what they themselves would like to. After Mary was so highly praised by Elizabeth, when she finally arrived to her cousin, Mary still gave all her gifts to the glory of God by singing the praise called the Magnificat. This great Marian hymn, the Magnificat, is the most perfect model of thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God, and it is also the greatest monument of the great humility of Mary. In the Magnificat, Our Lady glorifies God with all the powers of her soul and thanks for his boundless mercies and gives to God Almighty alone all the glory and thanks of all the good things which he has given both to her and for the whole mankind. In this great song, Mary sang, "From henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." And this prophecy of hers has been fulfilled in the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church honors Our Lady by special feasts and special devotions. We should therefore pay close attention that we fulfill the words of the scriptures, not only giving appraisal to Mary as Elizabeth did, but also imitating Mary in her humility. Elizabeth was quite right to consider it a great and undeserved honor that the mother of her Lord should enter her house. How much greater and more undeserved is the grace which is given to us, poor men, children of Adam, when we receive our Lord himself, when he makes his visitation to us in Holy Communion. The humility and readiness of serve is very greatly shown in the visitation, and if we make effort to make a visit to somebody, whether it's for Almighty God or for our fellow men, that is given as a great approval and in the appraisal and message that we evaluate this person we visit. In our own time, email and social media has greatly taken down the needs of personal visits, but the making an effort to show that this person whom you visit is important, you send a much greater message than mere card, email or message on your Facebook wall would give. I visited one of our sick and shut-ins today, and just at the moment when I was leaving, I noticed on this person's door an old Valentine's Day card from three of our children in our school, Christopher, Nathan, and Lindsay, and their teacher, Miss Patton. They had cut and this card and shaped that as a heart and signed that and sent that with wishes of getting well and the assurance of their prayers. I felt really touched to seeing that, that for our dear students had made an effort to send this personal note of appreciation and prayers to one of our sick and shut-in. It's true that the gifts we appreciate most are those where some effort and love has been put. Anyone can buy and send a card or have a gift wrapped and mailed to a sick friend. And this, of course, is good and commendable, but much more welcome is always a personally made and personally delivered expression of esteem. And if human beings can appreciate these small personal gifts, then the Christ in the Blessed Sacrament appreciates our visits even more. If we take time from the busy world to make a personal visitation to Him, it is a precious and loved gift to Him. Dear faithful, our Blessed Mother gave us an example. When she heard that her cousin Elizabeth was expecting a child, Mary could have sent a gift of fruit or clothing or food from her kitchen. Instead, she went herself, carrying Christ with her. How perfect model is this for us, to exhort us to visit our friends and loved ones. The gifts we appreciate most are those where we see that efforts has been made to them. And when you make your effort during your lives to come to church, pay a visitation to our dear Lord, that means so much to Him, and that gives Him even more reasons to love you as His disciple and His follower. And those visits which you make in your life will be abundantly reward after your death in heaven, when our dear Lord not only visits you anymore, but comes to you as Christ the King, and not anymore a strange visitor or as some faraway, distant, traveling object, but God, who your Creator, who is right there and then. And what a great pleasure and love it will be to get into end of that journey and see God the Father in your heavenly home. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.